East Coast Breakfast.
Occasionally things happen in your life where you just go, yo, this just got real. Mal sat down with me the other day. She said, we were actually talking about where does she want to do her further studies? Where does she want to have her tertiary education? What does she want to... We're still deciding. We haven't really decided. We know the realm and the subject.
And I suppose you have to apply everywhere because it's so... tough to get into all universities.
Well, that's part of the calculus that's there. Where are you going to, how much is res going to cost, or are you going to have accommodation and then transport? And then us visiting or you coming back home to us. These are expenses. They're proper expenses. And then she said to me, but I can get a job. And I was
Oh, girl.
I know. I didn't even think of it. It's the first time. It's like, what? Mouse. Guys, this is Mouse. She's a baby.
She wants to get a job now.
It's the time now, bro.
No. I'm not ready. She said she wants to get a job. And then she said to me, what kind of a job could I get? I had nothing. I was not prepared for this. I'm not ready.
Can I tell you, when I was her age, probably a bit younger, I started working as a waitress and I made a lot of money. Like a lot of money.
Why did you make a lot of money?
No, because I was a great waitress. And
I was also a good waitress.
Service.
I mean,
I worked at quite a fancy place.
Okay.
And then, like, we sold lobsters there quite regularly. The bills were quite high, so the tips were quite high.
Okay, so you have to work in a lot. But doesn't it take a lot of time? You've got to get there early, prep your tables.
Easy work, but it teaches you all those great lessons that she wants to learn.
And you were still able to do all your studies and everything?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't work every day, but
like also you're working
you
at night, hey?
You either work the night shift or you work the morning, early morning shift.
Thinking about that, I don't want her traveling at night.
Okay, fair enough. Times have changed.
You know, waitressing is not what it used to be.
No.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know if I can help you with
what did you do?
I was my first job. Actually, it was because of what happened at Patrick Rage, but I was a merchandiser.
How did that get to that?
Shelves.
Because my dad was angry at me because I spent so much money on Metro. And then I just, my getaway was to go pack shelves at a local shop. And I was pretty good. And they, by Jan, by the way, they offered me a flipping
job. What was your favorite item to pack?
Cookies.
Or did you eat some of them while you were packing?
No.
Are you allowed?
And then when I went to Australia, I was in scaffolding.
Who puts you on a scaffolding? Yeah, what do you mean?
I was like the dagger of scaffolding. I wasn't like.
So what did you do? You had to put the pipe.
I wasn't. I was the one that picks it and gives it to the guy.
Sky, can you imagine Mouse on a scaffold?
No.
I did say, I don't know if I'm going to help you on this.
No, strangely enough, I did actually look into scaffolding, but you can only get so high. As if I find it quite limiting. There's levels to that stuff.
Yeah.
I need help on this one. Guys, I'm not going to lie. It's because I didn't even think about this. I'm not prepared. I was looking at tertiary educations. I was looking at how long she would need to study for, what kind of vocation. In actual fact, she's even done some work experience. But I never for a million years thought she wanted to get a job. Please help me. Parents of teenagers, if your teenagers have just gotten jobs, like studying and jobs, what am I looking for as far as a job my child could do while studying? Please let me know. 061-792-9495.
I kind of have a suggestion because I know Mouse likes vinyls and good music and like old school music. Yeah, exactly. So what about if she works in a store like that? She'll be really great at it because she's got a passion for it.
Vinyl
and
retail.
The hours are good. Yes. Yeah, so like she doesn't have to work at night, early in the morning, like a 9 to 5. It'll be like during the day hours.
Vinyls. That's a great... I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
How's it, Darren? Rebecca from Coxhead. Maybe Mouse could try Au Pairy. I know when I was at varsity... I went to varsity in the morning till 12, and then I had an au pair job from 12 to 5, which worked out quite well. Thanks.
Okay.
Yes.
Should I put that on a list?
Yes.
Put that down.
Of course it is.
Au pairing. Yes. Is it different from babysitting?
I think so, yeah. Because
I always thought it was like another word for it. Like it's babysitting or pairing.
No, I think it's different.
No, he's making a joke.
I'm writing it down. Thank you, Rebecca.
on Facebook, we have Varuna Singh saying, retail teaches you so much of respect, how to handle situations, and most importantly, teaches you how to balance work and campus. So there's one there, Darren. Hope, Slindogoshe, events, ticket scanner, promoter, Asha.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll put that down. I always say when I do the gigs... yeah, they're at Suncoast. There's always yeah, like ushers. A whole bunch of young people that are the yeah. ushers and scanning mm. tickets.
Yes.
Okay, that's where they yeah. get them from.
Yes.
Well, let's say good morning students. To Pam from North Dean. Pam, what is a good first job for a student?
Good morning, guys. How are you guys doing?
Good, good.
Very well, thank you. Okay, I would think something in retail. Yeah. Obviously, it gives you a good work exposure as a young person because I've actually worked in retail in my grade 11 and 12 years. Basically, when school was closed or when we were off, I used to actually go and work there.
Yeah.
And I got my work exposure through a retail division. And that's how I became confident and bold. So when I went to university, I also still worked there as well.
And
I built up my people skills, yeah. my confidence. But that is how I got exposed to the actual real working world once I was done with my qualification.
Okay.
Well,
so that would be
Pam.
A nice place to start.
I'll put that down.
It would be a good place to start.
Retail.
Thank you so much,
I will pitch it to her. We'll see if it sells.
Let's say good morning to Brandon. Brandon, I believe you are an e-hailing driver taking students to work. So tell us, where do they go to work?
Most of them work at bars and clubs, which is not advisable.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's very draining. And they work till late hours, so studying becomes neglected. So I would suggest maybe retail.
Okay.
Oh, so Brandon,
so
you as an e-hailing driver, you're saying don't become a student driver or a e-hailing driver.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, and don't work at a bar or a nightclub.
And, yeah.
Yeah, don't work at bars and nightclubs. Some actually work at call centers.
That's long hours.
That's also long. But you can study, though.
Yeah, you can.
In between taking calls.
Or dad could hire as your personal assistant.
You could
hire
become
as
your
a
personal,
personal
assistant.
As my PA?
Yes.
Yes.
I will submit that as an option. I keep her close to me, and I can choose to pay. And then, but I think she's trying to get away. She's trying to.
Yeah.
She wants to do stuff
she
on
wants
her
to
own.
Work for you, yeah. Thank you, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon. All right. Listen. Thank you for all of your suggestions. I see a couple more coming through on our WhatsApp line as well. I'm going to take all of these. I'm going to get Mouse to read through all of them. And then I'm actually going to record it. And I'm going to say, how do you feel about this?
She what must is tell it us. Give us feedback, please.
And there we go. And then we can put out the CVs.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.